Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday. Can you believe that? Thursday, December the 29th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Boy, we've had some interesting news here the last few days. Certainly, the Bill Cosby interview yesterday got a huge amount of attention. I did not expect that, mostly based around the idea that should Bill Cosby be allowed to return to stand-up comedy in 2023? You know, I went off to work yesterday, and I thought, okay, well, that was a good interview. I enjoyed it, and people have their own opinion on Bill Cosby. And I came home, and I saw that Variety, the national entertainment magazine, had picked it up. And I thought, wow, that's something. And then all throughout the night last night, it just went everywhere. From the Hollywood Reporter to just about everywhere on... it was something. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, now, I got on my thing, and there's so many boxes about this on Bill Cosby.
Can you imagine that?
What?
That it got so much attention yesterday?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, and that's why I don't like it. The teenager, she was 16, Judy Huff, and he took her to the Playboy Mansion. Well, what they did, the prosecutor didn't think they could do the civil case and the criminal at the same time, so he gave him immunity on the criminal so she could go forward with the civil. And they said in the civil case, he really implicated himself. So the second prosecutor, I don't know whether he knew about that or what, but he decided he was taking him, even though the first one gave him immunity, and that he should never have done that. They should have. I always thought you had to do the criminal first and then the civil. So they did it, and he got convicted. And then there's a, there's a Constantine or something. They had a prosecutor on, and he said that's why he got out, because the first prosecutor gave him immunity, and he shouldn't have. And from what I'm taking it, they had enough to convict him from the civil case because he said he incriminated himself.
Well,
And now the prosecutor, the lady, the reporter asked the prosecutor, he said, yes, he can sue. But he said all these other women, they weren't in on that case. They can, I guess, take him. And because his time would be worth probably $100 million. So, but it said it was the prosecutor's fault error. He should never have done that immunity thing, but it was only for the first one's case. And now let me see what else I wrote here. And I wrote a bunch of stuff down. And they said the prosecutor, because the first one did it, they broke their promise. That's why he got out. And I wrote a bunch of stuff down here. And it said here, each woman, I don't know if they're taking a civil case. I think the teenager, she was going to go to, I don't know which one took him to trial, if that was that Huff, the 16-year-old or the next lady. And there's several, and they said, it's possible to do an appeal, and the I guess they could still take him for the criminal. If I don't know if there's 10 women or something. So it said in her case, that teenager, that during the civil case, I don't know what damages she got, that he incriminated himself. And they said if they took him to trial, something about the fifth, he'd just plead that. And let's see, what else was it? But apparently, if they had done the criminal case first, which I thought you always had to, And the prosecutor said that they did not have to give him immunity. They could have done both. They didn't think they could do the deposition in the civil case unless the criminal case, something was done with it. So I don't know whether the girl wanted the money more or wanted whatever. But it sounds like he's guilty. I mean, from what I'm getting. So the other people can take him. So he should, if not, he should be, which I don't think he'll sue, because if the other ones can go after him, he's not going to sue for millions of dollars, because he would get paid a lot. I'm trying to read over what I wrote down, but you'd have to, when you listen to that and stuff, so if he incriminated himself in the civil case, he must kind of admitted to doing it. That's
well,
what I'm thinking.
Well, here's what, and I'm no defender for Bill Cosby, but here is what my understanding of is what happened. Many years ago, and I believe this was back in...
70s.
Yeah. Well, it was quite a while ago, but what happened was this woman went to the police and said that Bill Cosby had done these things to her. So they went to Bill Cosby. Now, the prosecutor went to Bill Cosby at that point, and they said, well, we might bring charges. Well, Bill Cosby's attorneys said... we don't think she has a case, so you can bring charges. And basically, they plea bargained it out. Now, the problem was the prosecutor said, we'll give you immunity to Bill Cosby. Anything you say can never be used against you. So
In that case only.
Right. So he agreed to go under oath in that case because he was given immunity.
Case.
Right.
Yeah, well,
no, that never got to trial. I don't know if that was going to be civil or criminal, because she ended up getting money. So it would have been...
Yeah, of course, it said the teenager, the prosecutor didn't think, and the prosecutor that's telling this said they both could have been done. He didn't need to do that, to give immunity for one to do the other. So whether she said, well, I won't go to trial, I'll just do the civil case. So that took care of it. I guess. I don't know. You just have to get on there and
look. But
and then the next one, her name is, what was it? Miss Constance or something. Now, I don't know if she's suing him now or what the deal is. And I don't know which one he went to prison for. But he got out because, well, maybe it was that teenager. He got out because he was promised immunity. And the second prosecutor, whether he knew he was offered it or not, he just took the case to court and he got convicted. But
right,
they said all these other women now can come forth and take him to criminal court, because I don't know if it's California or where, but they had a limit on it. And now I don't think there's a limit. If it happened 70 years ago, you could still take him to court and stuff. But most of them probably will take just the money, you know, and that'll help him. And stuff, but no, there's too many. And then one time you said yesterday why these people waited. Well, that Weinstein, if you want to be an actress, you want to be somebody, he's going to rub against Bill Cosby. He's got money. If he did something to me, I don't think I would tackle him. I would just let it go, because you're not going to win. He's got the money to fight you.
Right,
so
but I think the point that's missed is Bill Cosby would have never given that deposition if he had not been granted immunity. So then, 10 years later, and I think it was actually more than 10 years later, a new judge and a new prosecutor came about and said, no, wait a second, we're going to make that public now. We're going to go against what we promised you, what actually we, under the law, gave you, and we're just going to make that public everywhere. And so that's why he got in trouble. That's why he ended up in prison. And that's also why he got out of prison, because you can't do that. And there was also
the second prosecutor, I don't know if he knew about the immunity and the one promise, but and the prosecutor said it was only for the one case. He said if all these other ones want to come back and go to that, I guess, criminal, whatever it is, he said they can do it. He said the prosecutor only gives immunity for that one. I think it was that 16-year-old.
Right, but
well, if you're Bill Cosby, you can almost tell when somebody's 16 years old.
The immunity was not for the 16-year-old case. The immunity was for the Constantine
case.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, you can't do that, because once you give immunity in a case, and he gave a deposition, you cannot unseal that deposition. You've made a deal. And that's what they did. That's why the Supreme Court ruled to let him out of prison, because the court system, the new prosecutor, had violated that, along with the judge, by making that public when they said they would not.
Oh, they didn't say anything about doing that. It said that for that case only, they offered him immunity, but then it was like for the next case, or if it was for that one, whatever, then the next case, the attorney took him. But he was, the one he was offered immunity for, I thought he got convicted, but they threw it out because he was offered immunity. But it said if there's like 10 other women that's going to accuse him, they can all take him. Now, you're not going to have, I mean, you're not going to have like one or two people say something. I mean, that one with, what was his name? That, not Weinstein, that other one, that one that was, that Maxwell was, what was it? She was into, Bill Clinton went to that island. What was it? All those, there were several. She had about 20 people, I think, on hers or more.
Right. Well,
what was his name? Weinstein and...
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, the guy who killed himself in prison.
They said that
Epstein.
He killed himself.
I think his name was Epstein.
Some people think he didn't. But the thing is, I didn't watch much of this. But the one girl, I don't know if she was 18 when she went there or what, and she was the one that sued because that Gloria, whatever, she could get $1 million. And she was getting taken trips. They were giving her gifts. And when you're over 18, and you, I don't know if she went there younger than that, but when you're taking gifts and you know that, why would you sue? Because some of them, I think, were suing were older. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like they were held as slaves. But I was just going to tell you, I was on there a short time this morning, but it said no. The prosecutor, let's see, what did I write here? He said the prosecutor didn't need to give the immunity, and it said that for the other cases, that's why he's not going to say anything forever, because any of those women, California or something, they did it where I don't think there's a limit anymore. If it's 80 years, you can, you know, go back and do it. And but then forever, when you said all the radio, the stations carried him, of course they want him on thinking he's going to say something, but he's not. And to me, when it's almost, I'm not going to say certain that he's guilty, I just won't listen to him.
No, I guess the point. I guess the point I wanted to make, because I wasn't there when any of this went on, and I don't, and we did not talk yesterday about these cases with him. The point I was making was there was a big conversation yesterday. Should I have him on? Well, it was interesting because when I came back, I mean, there were news sites in the United Kingdom, the Daily Mail, Variety.
See, that's giving him publicity. And
right.
Telling his agent,
well,
you know, I'm on in Marion. Why don't you see if you can get me on more stations and I get more? And then people, I don't know whether they think he's not guilty. I'll go into comedy, you know, do that comedian thing and do this. Well, the people, they don't believe him, just protest.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
I mean, I never follow this stuff. But to me, from what I'm seeing on the thing, that it said in the civil case with that teenager, he implicated himself. He, use the word? Like he more or less kind of admitted it. So why, I would not listen to him, period.
Well, I guess here's the point I'm trying to make, is the question was, why would I have him on? And, well, I think the reason is because why I found it news, so did thousands of other news sites all across the United States. And they did not interview Bill Cosby. They just took the interview I did with him, and they took things out of it. And the biggest story out of it yesterday was that he planned to go back to stand-up comedy. It had nothing to do with the women. It had nothing to do with the...
Oh, yeah, because, see, they all think that they're going to get something like that from him, and he's not. And when they see, that, like, somebody has him on, well, of course, all the news places are going to hammer. That's what I said. If they had Hitler, well, everybody would want an interview with him. And if they want to do
one,
he did all this bad stuff, that's fine. I would probably listen. But from after that, no, I wouldn't even hear him going like that old Charlie Manson and stuff. He's guilty of that stuff. People couldn't wait to interview him and stuff. But
well,
he's giving him a platform, and I don't like that.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. I don't know that it's giving them a platform, because here's what I would say. When somebody's murdered, in a town? What if somebody's murdered in Marion? If there's a shooting and if there's a shooting in Marion, if there's a drug deal going on in Marion, people want to know about it. If you don't put that on the news, they will not like it. And they want to know who did it, who was killed, who did the shooting, who was murdered. Now, those are not good sites. Now, are we giving murderers time by giving those because we don't have
to do it? But here's the thing with that. I'm trying to think of that doctor. What was his name up there that killed his wife got killed? I can't even think at the moment. What was his name, that doctor? You had Ashley Bailey on for him.
Sam Shepard.
Yeah, okay. Now, he was a boxer. I guess he was in the Navy. He was the best. So if that guy went past him, I don't know if he got past him, if that's when he tackled him or what, and he went up the stairs and killed her. Well, why, when he came down and he can beat Shepard, why didn't he kill Shepard? That's what I can't get. I mean, I think, I don't know whether he got past him. He was on the couch asleep. He came down, I don't know whether he had already murdered her, and he gets up, and he's got, a knife, I guess is what he killed her with, and he stabbed her. But then I remember, I think I was in high school, he was out at a trash barrel, that Shepherd, and they never said why. He was burning stuff. And then right after that, his mom, one of them, the dad, one hung themselves, and one shot themselves. Both of them committed suicide. But no, I don't think anybody with his fighting record, he was only in his, early 40s, he got past him. Not just an ordinary person, you'd almost have to be another boxer to get past him, a fighter. And no, I always did think he was guilty because he was supposed to be having an affair with some lady, I don't know, and a bunch of different stuff. But no, I mean, I don't know. And it's like, you know, and then I just don't know. To me, if you did it, admit it, and, you know, and do it. Like, I see some of these women. This one little girl from Texas, she was out walking her dog. I think she's 14, and her boyfriend, 16, was going with somebody else. Do you know he stabbed her over 114 times, killed her? And then another lady was stabbed 140-some. Can you imagine if that was your mom, your sister, your child? And then these people, and you know they did it, and trying to get away with it?
Well,
I mean, that's what gets me. Admit you did it.
Here's, I guess, what I would say. There, news is that of which is out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
And when you have probably the biggest celebrity in the history of television, the man who had the number one television show for 5 years, over 30 million people watching each week, all of a sudden get accused of raping and drugging all these women, then he gets put on trial, then he goes to prison for almost 3 years, then the Supreme Court rules that he was treated wrongly. They throw out the entire case. They release him from prison. He's put back in his home, and he's deciding at 85 years of age to go back out on comedy. I think that's a story. I don't think that's a normal happening.
It is, Scott, but what they did, they broke their promise. Because I don't know if that second prosecutor knew it, but it says here the prosecutor, he said, I just skimmed over it, but he said his civil case incriminated him. So then when if it was that first, the 16-year-old, or whatever. So apparently he's admitted to doing some of it. And to me, I mean, I don't care if he's, I don't care if he's Billy Graham or whoever, you did something. Why am I going to say, well, you're the best preacher? You went out there and you killed 50 people. They just found out about it. But, you're the best preacher there ever was. No, I don't do that. I don't care how high he was in his comedy, because I never watched his show. Comedy or whatever, what you did, if you molested little kids, well, your show doesn't, to me, mean anything. I don't know.
Well, I think that's why that was a story yesterday, was the fact that he feels he can go out again and do stand-up comedy and sell tickets. And I think that was the big discussion on all the news channels last night, was will people show up?
Yeah, they'll all be clamoring now. They want an interview because they probably know he's giving them, and then his agent's going to get him the more exposure out there, and people are talking to him. Well, it's like, I'm not going to say under the rug stuff, but if I have an inkling, and I'm pretty sure that you did it, before I always turned him off. I heard a little bit yesterday, but no, I won't. When he comes, I just flip him off because I just don't. But no, I have a feeling all the TV shows, everybody's going to want to get him on. But I'm going to listen because I didn't know it was on the news or anything.
Oh, yeah, it was all over yesterday. It went to different countries. It was all over.
Well, I have to click it on because when I went this morning, when I went across these boxes of him and about his trial and stuff, I only clicked on a couple. And, you know, they different people, reporters talking. I only did this one mostly because the one prosecutor, he really got into this. But I don't know how many people accused him. Did you?
It was probably over 30, but he's only been convicted.
Not 30.
Yeah, I believe it's over 30.
But only one
he was ever convicted of. And
yeah,
even
because,
that one.
Now, if he tries to sue, say, well, I was put in prison illegally and I want to sue for, $200 million, because he could probably made that money in that time, they're going to say, well, here we got all these victims coming forward. Do you want to take a chance to go to prison? Or, so I don't know if he's going to do it, any suing, but they said all these other victims, because only two have anything to do with this. So if there's 30, there's another 28, I guess, that can do something.
Well, I tell you,
I don't know. They'll just have to listen and get, but I will go and see if I only get the news like Lester Holt for 5 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you,
I just get little periods of news, but no, when I was clicking on stuff, I didn't catch any of this.
Well, I tell you, if you search his name and my name, you'll get a ton of stuff.
Oh, well, I'll do that later.
Okay,
but I
sounds
just wanted
good.
You to know, because, yeah, to me, it's like, because if these women, and who's going to complain? If you want to be an actress, like, I guess that Feinstein or something, nobody's going to say anything about him 20, 30 years ago. You'd be blacklisted from Hollywood. You'd never be an actress. That's why nobody comes forward. I mean, who's going to accuse Rockefeller of doing something? You know, a little, like, peasant like me, and somebody that's got a lot of money, you're just not going to do it. You won't get anywhere. So, but I just like to hear other people, but I just kind of got this and stuff. But it did say in that civil case he incriminated himself. So,
well, I appreciate it. Yes, do the search and let us know what you find. Thanks.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, if you have an opinion. Boy, it became a big story, and it's a big opinion story. And I'm no defender of Bill Cosby, but I do hope that we do have the facts right when it comes to this. Have a lot of women accused him of this? Absolutely. Was he put in prison for almost 3 years? Absolutely. But the crux of the whole thing was that he was given immunity to give a deposition. And a different prosecutor came in, and the judge, for some reason, unsealed that deposition, which is kind of how he ended up in prison, and then how he ended up out of prison was because of that. So that's what happened there. And that's the story of it. Now, the interesting thing of it is how many people picked it up as a news story yesterday. That's what I wanted to talk about, because we were having the discussion after the interview happened yesterday about, should you put Bill Cosby on the air? Is it news? And I was shocked. I think that interview with Bill Cosby yesterday got more attention than the first interview I did with him. And what people wanted to know, the big story that came out of the interview yesterday, was, is he going to return to stand-up comedy? Now, that's interesting, because obviously people have to buy tickets and show up, or that ain't going to work. So I don't know. What did you make of all the news coverage of it yesterday? And do you think he'll be able to return to stand-up comedy? Do you think people will show up and buy a ticket? I don't know. But that was the big news story. But Variety picked it up. The Hollywood Reporter picked it up. Newspaper, radio stations, websites all across the country picked it up. It was in the United Kingdom with the Daily Caller. It's everywhere. If you search it online, basically, if you search Bill Cosby right now, it was on Fox News. I mean, that's the story that will come up, is the fact that he was on here yesterday talking about returning to stand-up comedy. So, if you have an opinion on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear your opinion. And again, the idea, did Bill Cosby do these things that he's being accused of? That I don't know. I don't know how anybody could know. It's much like any other case over time. Did Robert Blake kill his wife? I don't know. He was in prison for a while, and then he was let out. Did O.J. Simpson kill his wife? He was in prison for a while, then he was let out. You know, I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how we doing?
Hey, doing good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I just got a quick minute here. I would buy tickets to go see it because he's funny. And second thing, are we going to hear from our Boston people again?
Oh, you know, somebody, Angie, I think, sent me a message last night, and she said, do you think those Boston people will show up again? You know,
That's what I thought about.
I don't know. I'd be surprised if they didn't, I think.
All right. Thanks, Scott. I got to get back to work.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Well, there you go. There's somebody who would buy a ticket to see Bill Cosby, and I think people do find Bill Cosby funny, and that's the crux of the whole thing. Can you hold two thoughts in your mind at the same time? That maybe he did do these horrible things, but is he still a funny guy? It's tricky. Now, Angie did ask me last night, and I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest with you. When that story went national, if our Boston friends were going to call us again. Now, our Boston friends, if you don't remember, were, after the first time Bill Cosby was on, they called in a couple times because they were unhappy that I did not ask Bill Cosby any tough questions. And I explained to them why I did not ask him any tough questions, which was because we had an agreement in place that I would not. Now, I don't know if they're getting this story yet. I imagine it's probably appearing. The way it happened yesterday, it's probably appearing on the newspaper and radio sites today. So I doubt we would hear from them today. I think it took a couple days last time. Maybe even more than that, because I think I interviewed Bill Cosby last time on a Friday. It came out on Saturday. And then I think we heard from them the following Wednesday. So it took almost a week. So I don't think we'll hear from them right away. But you never know. It just happened yesterday. So we'll see if the Boston people show up again. And they stayed with us for a long, long time. I think through the end of the year. So that happened in August last time, and they were with us through the end of the year. So there you go. Well, that's a whole nother question. Do you think the Boston people will show up again, or anybody else for that matter? It hasn't even been 24 hours yet since that story became national. 740-751-4038. So the question is, would you buy a ticket to see Bill Cosby, which is what the whole story was about yesterday, and should Bill Cosby be given airtime? And I guess at this point, do you think the Boston Pinheads will show back up? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims this morning, 10:15 until 12 noon, and the Adam the Computer Guy show from 12:15 until 1 p.m. If you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. But it certainly did good attention-wise for our station here, which we appreciate that, if nothing else. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just had a thought. Was Glenn Coble at the cake toss?
Was Glenn Coble at the fruitcake toss?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ended up coming late, but he was there.
Okay, because I didn't hear anything about him, and then when you were talking about the Boston Pinheads, it made me think of Glenn for some reason.
You know, that was so, I never thought about that until last night. Angie sent me a message, and she said, do you think you'll hear from your friends in Boston? And I thought, you know, I forgot that that was what that was all about.
Okay.
Okay, hey, I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
Okay, the question, because yesterday was, we were going off the air, the question was, should I put Bill Cosby on? And I thought you said something interesting. We all want to know if he did it, and that's kind of the news story of it. Did you find it interesting that the news story they picked out of that yesterday was, would he return to comedy, and that became a national story?
That is sort of interesting, for the simple fact that most people, I think, they just want to know if he did it or whatever. So the way, because, you know, they can, the news media can sort of spin things however they want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and I thought, see, this is why, and I'm not saying I'm smart enough to know that it was going to turn into an international story, but the people who said, well, why would you have him on? You didn't even talk about the rapes or any of that. Well, apparently you didn't need to. All you needed to talk about was his return to stand-up comedy, and bam, it was a national story.
You can't go by what I think, though, because I know everybody's going to, like, come down on me for this, but I never really thought he was that funny.
Well, no, and that's the question I really had for you. If he came to the Palace Theater, now, obviously, you were never a fan, so you probably would have never bought a ticket.
I mean, it's not that I, like, disliked him or anything. It was like, oh, no, this is on again. I mean, who hasn't seen the episode or a few hundred of the Cosby Show? And I guess Fat Albert, that was kind of cute or whatever, but it wasn't like I was never a huge fan of his.
Well, I guess stepping outside of it, Ryan says he would buy a ticket because he thinks he's funny. Judy, obviously.
But yeah, I heard that. So does that mean, like, even if he, because I guess there's some kind of, like, question, you know, it's a doubt in people's mind as to whether or not he did this thing. And I just wonder, like, if they for sure knew that he did it, would they still go ahead and want to have something to do with him?
Well, and I think that's still the big question here. I understand that a lot of women have accused him, but I don't know that any of us know, you know. There are people, well, listen, Bill Clinton was accused of an inappropriate relationship. President Trump has been accused of inappropriate relationships. They became president.
Yeah, and I know that we said, you know, it seems kind of astonishing, you know, the number of people that came forward. Also, the other side of that coin is, that's not to say that he couldn't have done it. He could be guilty. I mean, just because a lot of people come forward doesn't mean he can rape a lot of people.
Well, like I say, the question I have yesterday outside of the stand-up comedy question is when he said he knew who was out to get him, you know, I want to know who that is. Who was out? Because that might make sense to a lot of people because he never has spoken about it. And
yeah.
I think there is a reason. So I guess my question was, even though you're not a fan, do you think people will buy tickets when he plans to go out, which I guess is going to be in the spring and summer, is what I was reading?
I honestly really don't know, because your first reaction is, like, probably not, you know, probably tarnished his reputation and his career's over and all this. But, I mean, your last caller there, he said he would, so.
So there you go.
I guess anything's possible. It's kind of weird, you know, what we're finding to be acceptable nowadays that wouldn't have been 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
And I guess we'll find out if we hear. You think we'll hear from the Boston Pinheads?
I hope so. They were kind of interesting.
They'll probably call in and chastise me. What were you talking to him about Christmas for and not asking about those rapes? Well, you know, I'll have to explain it to them again.
Well, I mean, that was kind of my sentiments the other day, too. I mean, I didn't want to be critical, but it's like, who cares what he thinks of Christmas?
Well,
like, did you do it or not?
Well, and let me just say again, because somebody might not have been listening, it was prearranged. You do that sometimes with an interview. You know, you're not going to talk about this because they're not going to answer, because there are still civil suits going on, and he does not want that used against him in a trial. But, on the other hand, I believe Andrew, his PR guy, did an interview back in August on this station, people can find, who said, as soon as the trials are settled, he will come on and talk about it. So
if one of these women that accused him, if they contacted you, would you be willing to give them the same airtime?
Yes. Yes, without a doubt, because I believe everybody deserves a platform. And again, I guess the final analysis of yesterday is, wouldn't that have been stupid of me to turn that down, even though he didn't talk at all about the rapes and that was the pre-agreement, because even talking about comedy became a national story, which certainly helped us because we were mentioned in every article.
Right. Yep.
So there
that
you go.
That definitely got you some. Where all was this published at?
Well,
or whatever?
It started in Variety, which is the national entertainment magazine, but then it went national. It went to the United Kingdom with the Daily Caller. It's on Channel 6 and Channel 4 today in Columbus. It's in every state in Ohio. The Los Angeles Times newspaper picked it up. The Hollywood Reporter. I mean, it's
wow.
Fox News had it. Newsweek magazine had it. I mean, it's all over the place and still growing.
Would you classify this as your biggest interview so far?
You know what? It definitely was bigger than the first Bill Cosby interview, and that's hard to believe because that got a lot of attention.
Well, sky's your limit, Scott. Just don't forget the little people.
Hey, and you know what? And I'm still here, even after all this FCC mess this year, and guess what? We're still doing national stories.
They just can't
keep us down. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I believe we have a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller. Busy morning.
Yes, very much so. Much warmer morning, though, than...
Yes, it is
ago.
A warmer morning.
I never got a chance, Scott, to provide you with that awesome new alliterative title that I told you about. So I wanted to call before the bell rings at 10 o'clock. This is so good I had to write it down so I don't forget any of the words. Now, you know you're the interviewer to the stars, right?
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay, well, that's what this. You ready for this one?
Okay.
This might be one of the best of all time, so get your ears ready. Your, as of today, and, you know, honorary new title for the next few days, interviewer to the previously prison-populating pudding pitchman from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, a lot of peas in there.
What do you think? Isn't that perfect?
Well, that's interesting.
Interviewer to the previously prison-populating pudding pitchman from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Want to include that is he went to Temple University, and same university as my mom. In fact, I think for 1 year they're actually in the same college together.
Well, you know, I want to ask you, Adam, being a radio person, were you surprised at the reaction that it's still going international now.
When it comes to your interview, Scott, you know, that surprise is going to be a product of a surprise because nothing really surprises me anymore. Every time I looked, someone else picked it up. Somebody from one of my radio groups posted the Variety link, and I said, is that anything related to what I heard earlier this morning? And there you were. Scott Spears, some WGH talk. I wish they would have given the website and some other information, but, you know, people can certainly find it. And then, you know, Channel 4, Channel 6, and Fox News.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. I was just looking at the website here a second ago. 9:17 a.m. this morning, which isn't even an hour ago, TV station WPVI in Philadelphia, which is an ABC affiliate, has picked it up. 27 minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. And, you know, we thank Andrew because he coordinated the interview. You know, it was very candid, for sure. I'm not too sure. I don't think Bill really committed to making a comedy tour, but didn't say he wouldn't do it. It's like, you might.
Well, and the TV insiders got it. You know, people are still picking it up even as we speak. And what's shocking to me, I think it's getting more attention than the first interview I did with Bill Cosby.
Interestingly, that one kind of set a precedent, but now it's, well, he might go back to performing.
You know, and again, that to me is why you take the interview. We had absolutely agreed that we were not going to talk about the women. I had fully admit to that. We had absolutely agreed because the civil cases have not been settled. But you never know what's going to happen in a live interview. And I never knew we were going to get into stand-up comedy. I thought we were going to talk about Christmas, and I thought we were going to talk about New Year's resolutions. Who knew that one of his New Year's resolutions was going to be stand-up comedy? And that's why you have to listen. You have to listen to what people are saying.
A few curves were thrown. that's for sure. But, I mean, tell folks, listen to the station. You never quite know what's going to happen.
And it's still spreading like wildfire. So the other question is, you think we're going to hear from the Boston Pinheads?
Possibly.
You think they'll come off with their same spunky attitude?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe they'll call. They certainly have a topic to talk with you about, don't they?
They do. It's very. Hold on, I just got an email here from somebody listening. It says, not saying he's totally innocent, but as soon as one case is settled with money, lots more people come forward, and that's when I tend to think that what he's done might not be as much as what people think. That's an interesting take from one of our listeners.
We may never know. And, of course, the whole thing is open to interpretation. But I'd love to have you talk to the women who've accused. That would be awesome. And I'd like to know. I mean, Bill Cosby is an American icon. We don't like to see them tarnished. You know, the O.J. Simpson issues. We're sad. I mean, what a football hero. And you hate to see that with athletes or anybody who's in the public eye. We don't expect people to be perfect. But, you know, Bill Cosby is so loved.
Well, it's interesting. Do you think people will buy tickets if he does go back out? Would you buy a ticket?
Like Sarah, I'm not a big fan. I certainly respect his talent, but I wouldn't put him on my list of favorite entertainers. I think people will go just out of curiosity. You know, I guess I might if the price isn't too bad. Entertainment tickets are so expensive nowadays.
His tickets might not be all that expensive. You never know.
But it would certainly be fascinating to know if he is going to tour. If age should not be a barrier. And I think Bill has it in him to entertain and to have the desire to do it. I was kind of surprised when he said that. I figured he was long retired.
Well,
and I mean, will there be hecklers? I mean, protesters? I guess that's one of the first things that came to mind.
Well, I don't think it's age is going to be the question. I think it's going to be the issue with the women. Will people buy a ticket? But you know, I wonder if he'll play big theaters anymore. He might play very small comedy clubs.
Do you think the heckling, the protesting, will that be a problem if he's doing a live performance? I don't know if he's guilty, Scott.
Well, no, I don't either, and I don't think they would be. I think they'd be ready for that. I think the security would be amped up and ready.
I mean, he certainly is an icon. When you talk about, you mentioned prolific. Lewis, our listener in Arizona, had guessed that it was Bill Cosby. Once you started mentioning prolific, but I wasn't totally sure. You know, you kind of surprised me with Bob Costas. And that wasn't one that I was.
You know, expecting.
I figured Geraldo, you were so persistent, you eventually got him on. So
yeah, but what a year when you think about it. We had Bob Costas on for the first time. That got a lot of attention. We did another interview with Phil Donahue. That got a lot of attention. We did certainly this Bill Cosby interview right before the year's up. That got a lot of attention. And we did the first interview ever that Susan Flannery, the soap opera star, who some people think is the greatest of all time, did. You know, so there you go. It's a good year.
Yeah, well, when's Chucky Baby coming on?
Well, you never know. Could be around the corner.
You know, I don't think he'd be much harder to do than Bill Cosby would.
Well, at this point... You never know.
Bob Costas, I normally hear him as the interviewer, not the interviewer. So, nothing's going to surprise me, but I'd love to hear that cool accent.
Well, let's see what happens. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, no problem, Scott. Well, keep up the good work, and let folks know I'll be on with James Anderson.
12:15 to 1.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we only have 4 minutes left here, and I think we have another call coming in. 740-751-4038, if that was you. 740-751-4038. Now remember, we will be on tomorrow morning, so don't miss that. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes?
That's where I... you can get any of the...
Oh, wait a second. We had a... We had a phone glitch there, Judy. We had a phone glitch. Go ahead, caller.
Hello there.
Hello.
I, I think the important question that you didn't ask Bill Cosby or any of the other guests is, do they know where Laddie Boy's collar?
Boy, I'll tell you, isn't that getting sad? We're down to the last few days.
I think you need to ask everybody, all the guests, that when Bill Cosby can contact all of his prison friends and ask them if they know anything about it, you know, the word needs to get out there. The time is running short.
That's the
thing of the day here.
We're down to 48 hours. What did you make of the international popularity of that story yesterday?
It's surprising, but I think the issue with Bill Cosby is, you know, he's had 4 hit TV shows, hundreds of hit albums, I don't know how many, you know, and appearances, and none of it is given distributed or telecast or broadcast, and so he needs to unlock his cash flow, because I'm sure he's close to being back in the poverty level again.
The big question is, will people come out to see him?
I think he's got to address all the issues, and I think if he does that satisfactorily, yes, they will.
We'll see what happens. It's an interesting story. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Ask about Laddie Boy.
I shall. We've got to find that Laddie Boy dog collar. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Sorry, Judy, we had a telephone issue there. But we've still got about two minutes? Yeah, 2 minutes left here, 740-751-4038. Now, remember, I'll be on tomorrow morning, 8:15 to 9, and then 10 until 1. Okay, go ahead, Judy.
Yes, I wanted to see if you could, that's what I forgot to ask you, if you could get any of the women to come on your show.
Well, sure.
I think they could talk because they do reporters, but I think if they came on, it would be more than him coming on, but I don't think he'd ever come on your show again if you had them on. But, yeah, I would like to hear from some of them.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Okay, Dan. Goodbye.
Thanks. All right. Well, you know what? Again, I've never turned down a guest, so anybody who wants to come on is certainly welcome to come on. Again, everybody should have the right to tell their story. Now, don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 to 12 noon, and then Adam with James Anderson today, naturalist, 12:15 until 1. That'll be a good program. I'll be back tomorrow, 8:15 until 9, and then 10:15 until 1. And I think we're going to have a lively exchange club tomorrow from 12:15 to 1. You're not going to want to miss that. For love nor money. And the story will continue. I thank all the news outlets that covered the story and mentioned our name correctly. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
I
just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward. I like
that. I mean,
this.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone does.